Hi, thank you for calling the NEC helpline. My name's Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hey, Maysoon, good day. I have Frank Black for NEC claim.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you both have a good day. Bye-bye.
Hello, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Right. And was this for a loved one or for your child?
For my child.
And was your child diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And can you confirm your child's gender for me?
You said gender?
Yes.
Male.
Okay. And then besides the NEC, were there any other injuries sustained? Any ongoing gastrointestinal conditions, scarring, sepsis?
I guess like what do you mean, like now he still has like his legs and his hands are smaller than normal. He got a little brain issues.
Some neurological damage?
Yeah. Oh.
And when was he diagnosed?
February 10th, 2017.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show his diagnosis?
I was giving him back then. It's been so long, though. I don't know where they're at. I can't find them. But you guys could go grab them from the hospital. I give you full consent, so.
Okay. And was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula, or was it after?
No, it was after. It was after we gave him the formula. We're actually still at the hospital.
Oh, do you know what brand of formula?
Yeah, it was, what they call this? A Similac NeoSure?
Mm-hmm.
It was for premature babies.
Okay. Right. And then what was the name of that hospital where he was diagnosed?
Hillcrest Hospital. Up in Mayfield Heights, Ohio.
The one on 6780 Mayfield Road?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth?
I'm 28 weeks premature.
Oh, wow. And you said he was diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home at one point and then brought him back?
No, we were still in the hospital. We stayed in the hospital for like 60 days. And we didn't leave at all.
Okay. And what was his date of birth?
January 26, 2017.
You said January 26, 2017?
Yes.
Okay. So he's about 7 years old now?
Yeah.
And were there any other siblings or family members who were also affected by the formula?
No.
All right. And what is his first and last name?
Frank Black the Fifth.
The Elizabeth. And do you know his social?
I could get it for you. I don't have it with me right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I could get it for you in my files at home. I'm not at home at this moment.
Okay, yeah, because I would need that in order to submit this. So I will get the rest of the information right now and then give you a call back for that social.
Okay.
Right. And then for your first and last name, I have Frank Black.
Yeah, I'm Frank Black the fourth, but yeah, Frank Black's fine.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
042792.
And your social?
291-941236.
Thank you. And then is this the main, your main cell phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
And what is your email?
It's frank.black, the letter I, the letter V, @gmail.com.
Thank you. And what is your current home address?
It's 10805. Drexel Avenue, that's D as in dog, R, E as in elephant, X, E as in elephant, L as in love, and that's Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108.
Thank you. And then do you have any official documents to show you our power of attorney? Do you have his birth certificate?
Yes, I have his birth certificate.
Okay. And can I get his mother's full name?
Rihanna Scott.
That's Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. Rihanna. Last name Scott, Scott.
Okay. And then do you know if she had any issues during the pregnancy, any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency?
No, not that I know of. No tobacco use, nothing like that. I know she had a C-section, but...
A C-section... Okay. And was he diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes. I think he's like staying there like 10 days.
He was in there for 10 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was his discharge date?
Discharge date was March 27th. Of 2017?
That was when he was discharged from the NICU or from the hospital?
From the hospital.
Okay, so what was his discharge date from the NICU?
I don't really remember on the specific day, I guess what?
10 it
days
after.
Yeah, I guess 10 days after he got in. So what? What was that?
So February.
Like, it had to be February, maybe like Valentine's Day, around some. It was. I don't remember specifically.
Okay, I can just put February 14th. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. It was like the middle of the month or so.
Okay. And what was his birth weight?
He was 3 pounds.
3 pounds?
Yes, 3 pounds.
And then do you know when he started drinking formula, what date that was?
As soon as he came out. I remember it was 2 scoops every 3 hours per day. I think it was like almost 2 weeks, like 13 days or something like that. And that's when he was having all those complications. And...
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when did he stop taking the formula?
Probably like 13 days after. That's what, the 26th? That's 13 days after that. January, he was born January 26th. We fed him the formula for like 13 days.
So around February 10th?
I can't do the math right now.
Okay, but it was a few weeks of him drinking the formula before he was diagnosed, or was it 10 days?
I'd say 13 days, like 2 weeks. We had him on it for like 2 weeks. Then that's when all that craziness started happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula? Any green vomit, diarrhea, bloody stool,
yeah,
constipation?
All of that. It seems like he's very constipated. Bloody poop. He was throwing up. It was green. It was, and then it seemed like he had breathing issues.
He had breathing issues?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And then you said you don't have a copy of his medical records, correct?
It was so long ago, I don't know where they are. But I said before, you're more than welcome to get them from the hospital. I'm sure they get you what you need.
Okay, and what was the name of his diagnosing doctor?
She was a pediatrician, Dr. Lisa Diard. I think it was D-I-A-R-D.
Dr. Lisa, okay, I see that. And that was also at the Hillcrest Hospital?
Correct.
And did he have any treatment or procedures done due to the NEC?
He had a surgery. Or they cut him, like what they call it, laparotomy, where it cut into his abdomen.
Oh, the laparotomy.
Yeah, that was what. That was right after he got diagnosed.
Okay, so that was also around February.
Like the first, yeah, February 13th or somewhere around there.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. Did you want to provide one?
Yeah, I could give one.
And does this person live with you?
Does it have to?
No.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. It's Sierra Brickers, S-I-E-R-R-A. Brickers, B-R-I-C-K-E-R-S. And the phone number is 470-894-1123.
Okay. And what is your relationship to this person?
That's my sister.
And do you know her address?
Yeah, I got it. You ready for it?
Yes.
24570 Lakeshore Boulevard. And that's Euclid, Ohio. 44123.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then that's mainly all the information I need right now besides that social. So I can, do you know when you might be able to get it?
Yes, if you give me probably like 30 minutes to an hour, would that suffice?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Then I'll send you a text for my direct line, and then whenever you get a hold of that, let me know and I'll give you a call back.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.